In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What a joyous day to have a baptism, to have the entrance into the kingdom of yet another child of God. There's truly nothing like it. The fathers of the church have proclaimed it from the highest mountaintops for thousands of years about how wondrous a mystery this is, about how magnificent a celebration it is, about how all the angels and all the principalities and powers and every single created being in heaven exult now when we have something like this happen. But yet at the same time, I was watching this week, because we all know all the disturbance that we're having right now in the country, all the things that are going on, and we see it on the news, and we see the clips and things like this, and that's not really what interests me about all this, though. I like it when they go out and they start actually talking to people about why they're upset about this, that, or the other. And several things really seem to make themselves clear to me. One is that so many people that are arguing and are so upset about many things have so little understanding about what it is they're talking about. That's one of the things. The second thing I would say is that these people are hurting. They are really hurting because I see the expressions on their faces. They have nothing. Their lives are completely devoid of something that gives it meaning. And so forth. They go out and they do all these crazy things and whatnot and talk about all these things. And they think they're being sincere, and they probably are being sincere. But at the same time, the emptiness shows. It really does. And I watch these things and I become saddened in my heart. Because my brothers and sisters, they don't have what we just have witnessed. They don't have this wonderful glory of God being made manifest in so many ways to us at all times through this holy font. We listen to the prayers that we did before, and we hear about all the magnificent things that happen upon the waters themselves. And sometimes I hear these prayers, and I want to go out into these crowds and help them and just douse them all with holy water. I really do, because I feel like they could use something like that. They need something like that. The gap is so great in their hearts, and only this can fill it. Only this. We hear in the epistle that St. Paul writes to the Corinthians today, and of course, Corinth was no bed of roses. We all know that. There were all kinds of problems going on in Corinth. But yet, St. Paul tells us to be courageous, to be strong, to be firm in our faith. It's almost like a Christian credo in that first line of the epistle. And yet we don't take that to heart. We don't take that inside of us. Because as all these people are out there protesting and they're all upset about this, that, or the other, we too get caught up in these same sorts of things, don't we? It's so easy to do. We listen to what's going on, and all of a sudden, it takes on an importance that's so far beyond what the reality is. It's not, ultimately, important. All these things that people are getting caught up in. There's so many things we're talking about now, whether it's the riots or which political party you happen to be affiliated with, all these things, whether or not we should wear masks in church, whether or not the church is handling these things properly. We get so engulfed in these sorts of things, and it's complete nonsense. It matters not one whit, because believe me, on that last day of your life, when you're being taken, hopefully, into the heavenly kingdom, you're not going to be thinking about political parties. You're not going to be thinking about riots and protests and all these other sorts of things that are getting shoved in our faces this day. What you're going to be drawing on, hopefully, is this, what is here in the font, what we have seen today, the glory, the grace of God that overcomes all divisions, everything. What does St. Paul tell us again today in this epistle? Do everything in love. Everything. Now, does that mean just when you're approaching someone or talking to them or something like that? No. No, that love has to be inculcated in your hearts, even when you're considering the things in the world that are going around right now. even when you're watching all these things on TV? Are you being judgmental about these people? Are you saying, well, they certainly don't know what I know? If they knew what I know, then, you know, of course they wouldn't be protesting. Of course not. We think about everything in love. Everyone we see, all the problems of the world today, everything going on in the church, the masks, not wearing masks, et cetera, et cetera, all the disputes, all the anger, all the utter nonsense that distracts us from the one thing needful. We have to remember that love that came into this font today, that love that takes little Nina now into the kingdom of heaven. Because she's there, we should all look at her, because there's nobody cleaner in the world right now than she is. Nobody. Absolutely nobody. We should remember all of these things. We should consider all of these things, the grace that God gives us to elevate us above all the things that are going on today. Because so many people are believing that the things that they're talking about, the things that they're worried about, the things that they're protesting about, are the things that are actually going to fill their lives with some meaning. And it's not. It's not going to. Because ultimately, it has no meaning. We live in a world where politics have gone on for thousands of years. And like I've always told people, politics is, at best, an example of our fallen nature. We hope that the good angels of our nature may motivate us in order to do something right, to do something that is good for ourselves and for our fellow men. We hope for that, but many times it doesn't happen. Many times political systems crumble because they are a product of our fallen nature. We have to look beyond that. We have to look to God, who can give meaning to where meaning is lacking, who can fill the hearts of people that have no love with love. But you know, as the Christian community here, and of all Orthodox Christians everywhere, that love is not going to manifest itself unless we take it upon ourselves first and foremost. Do we have to get beyond these things ourselves? We have to remember that God is in heaven, that God is calling us to His heavenly kingdom, that He wants all of us to be saved, that He wants all of those people around us to be saved, but that it all starts right here. It's not something we can wish on somebody. It's not something we can hope that some saint or somebody else will accomplish for us. We have to do it here. We have to take it in our hearts, here and now. Otherwise, it's all for naught. It's all for naught. So take this moment. Take this glory, when we know that all the angels in heaven are surrounding us right now and singing with a heavenly beauty that if only we would purify ourselves of sin, perhaps we could hear just a little bit of, because they are now singing. They are now rejoicing, and they're looking at us and seeing the things that we engage in every day, and they're thinking, what is wrong with you people? This great mystery of Jesus Christ, the angels say this, this great mystery of Jesus Christ becoming man, taking our humanity to heaven that even the angels can't understand. This great mystery is there for all of us. Why are you human beings ignoring it? Why are you engaged with such trivialities when heaven awaits you? And that heaven can manifest itself on earth too if we would just pay attention, if we would just love one another, see all things through that prism of love. If we do that, the world will change. It will change. I guarantee it. But it's got to start here. It's got to start here. It's got to start with Nina. It has to start with us realizing what our high calling is. The fact that God has given us this grace and power to ascend above all the things of the earth and to become one with Him. And although things will be disturbing down here many times, because we live in a fallen, corrupt world. We know that. We know there will be tribulation. Yet we can rise above it if we will only look to our Lord and God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.